Hi, I'm Amy, and I'm here at Roche, and we're part of the Youth Media team. We're here at Mega Dojo 2016, and we're interviewing Sean Kelly, member of the European Parliament. Sean, you're here at Mega Dojo today, which kicks off the EU Code Week in Ireland. Why is there an EU-wide Code Week?
Yeah, first of all, great to be here, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk to you. The European Code Week is basically to give an opportunity to people who are involved in Code of Dojo, especially, to come together and to put emphasis on what they're doing so that other people may learn from it and may become involved. And also, of course, Code Week is so important, not just in Ireland, but across Europe, because there's a big shortage of coders and programmers right across Europe, and that's holding back our progress in terms of trying to complete the digital single market, as we say in Europe, or preparing for the future, really, in all things digital.
How important is it that Ireland participates in this initiative?
Oh, without a doubt, it's very important for Ireland because, firstly, Ireland is where Code of Dojo started, with Bill Liao and James Welton down in Cork, and Ireland has far more Code of Dojos than any other country. So it's important, of course, we participate in it because we're giving an example to the world, and also, of course, because we also have here in Ireland the headquarters of many of the high-tech companies, and I think that helps to showcase what we have, and also the fact that we're clued into what's going to happen in the future, and that in itself will create awareness with big tech companies that Ireland is the place to be, because this is where the expertise is, this is where the commitment is, and this is where the fun is, which is important too.
Can you tell us a bit about the EU Code of Dojo that is happening during the week?
Yes, during the week I will be hosting what you might call an exhibition of Code of Dojos in the European Parliament. They will be coming from right across Europe, different coders, young people with their parents, mentors, and a bit like here, they'll be inside in the Parliament, they'll be given opportunity to code, MEPs will come in, other people will come in, and they'll talk to them and they'll learn what's going on, and we hope as a result of that then it will expand. We have done it now in the last couple of years, and each year has led to new people, especially MEPs, saying, how do I get this in my constituency, how do I get this in my country, and that then helps to create awareness and it starts to grow from there.
You initially invited Code of Dojo to the European Parliament. Why did you do this?
Because if you want to make progress in Europe, you have to make people aware of what's available and what's going on. And the best way to do that is in the European Parliament, because you have 751 MEPs from the 28 member states. You put up on the websites, etc., and posters around the Parliament that something is happening. They will look at it and they'll say, I'd like to see what's going on there. And in that way, then, they can actually reach out to hundreds and thousands of people, because MEPs in the constituency would have a lot of followers, they would have a lot of meetings, and if you get them thinking of coding and the importance of it, then they'll be able to do a lot to influence it. So it's probably the best way to grow it. And as a result of having it in the Parliament last couple of years, there has been a huge growth in some countries especially of coding and the awareness of it and helping young people to enjoy it and also, of course, develop their skills.
Okay, thank you.
You're very well.